This is radio station KAYT. Gina Alexandria. 88.1. Gospel Radio, serving all of Senla at 88.1.
Welcome to Three of Us Ministries with Messenger Metric McGillender on KAYT, KQJO-FM.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. Awake. Put on thy strength, O Zion, awake. Put on thy beautiful garments, O Jerusalem, the holy city. For henceforth there shall no more come into thee the uncircumcised and the unclean. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. And thou shalt love thy neighbors as thyself, for Jesus Christ is Lord, and the Lord, he is God. The stone which the builders rejected, the same is become the head of the corner. This is what the Lord is doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes, for Jesus is the Son of God. And oh yeah, and look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. Good morning to all of God's creation. Good morning to you all. The Lord is good. I give thanks this morning to God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit for making this possible. For the Lord is transforming me into the image of Christ. Oh, I would love to say that the Lord is still working on me, but he's still working on me. He ain't still working on me yet. But in the meantime, the Lord is good. And by his grace and mercy, he'll send me to you this day, that he may speak to you, that you may grow in him. And oh, yeah, I love my job. Oh, this is the best job I ever had. I love my job so much I do this job for free. For freely he has given us this, and we are to freely give this away. Joshua chapter 21, verses 43 to 45 is where he starts to speak to you all. And the Lord gave unto Israel all the land which he sware to give unto their fathers, and they possessed it, and dwell therein. And the Lord gave them rest round about, according to all that he sware unto their fathers. And there stood not a man of all their enemies before them. The Lord delivered all their enemies into their hand. There fell not out of any good thing which the Lord had spoken unto the house of Israel, but all came to pass. Oh, hallelujah. Praise be to his holy name. What has happened to Israel? Where art thou? You see, God promised Abraham in Genesis 15 that all of his promises had been realized, but only in accordance with the terms that God had stipulated, that the Israelites would by faith take possession of their own inheritance. These verses do not, as some suggest, exalt God's pledge to Abraham. The promise of the land is part and parcel of God's unconditional covenant with Abraham. But realization of the promise to anyone in whatever era it may be depends on an active appropriation of it by faith. In other words, all the promises that God made to us, it has to be, we have to appropriate them by faith. Last week, the Lord spoke to us in Ephesians chapter 2, and it's in that chapter that he reminded us that all the promises that God had initially promised to Israel, he had now promised all of them promises to the Gentiles also. In other words, whosoever will, let them come. He shared with us that the Miller Wall had been broken down, the partition between us, that both Jew and Gentile was the same in the eyes of God. You see, when you find in the Bible, God talks about two nations, the Gentile nation and the Jewish nation. It's those two nations, the whole world, by one blood, was the whole world created, and God in his power and his strength, he has given us our boundaries. And what does that mean? I mean, how long we have here, and he also set up where we're to be born. Some of you that are listening, his boundaries for you was in Louisiana, like me, for instance, born in Pineville. But anyway, all of these things were set up by God in his ultimate wisdom, for he knows what is best for us. But as the Lord has shared with us that this wall has been removed, broken down between Jews and Gentiles. In other words, this wall has been removed between the black folk and the white folk. And so the Lord put on my heart this morning to share with you all that if God has broken down the Miller Wall between us, don't you think it's time for us to break the walls down ourselves? You see, the Lord makes it very clear to us in Matthew chapter 7, verse 21. He tells us, not everyone that said, Lord, Lord, says unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. The only problem is, you see, we can't do the will of the Father. Only Jesus can do the will of the Father. Only Jesus, in his divine nature of the Holy Spirit, through a true believer, can really do the will of the Father. It can't be done by me or you or anybody else. God has to work those works through us. This is how they're done. The Bible lets us know in John chapter 12. Oh, thank you, Lord. You're such a good God. I love reading the word of God. John chapter 12, the Lord speaks to us and he shares with us. This is Jesus speaking. And he says in that 23rd chapter, and Jesus answered them, saying, the hour is come that the Son of Man should be glorified. And verse 24 says, verily, verily, I say unto you, except the corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abide alone, but if it die, it bring forth much fruit. He that loveth his life shall lose it, and he that hated his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal. Any man serve me, let him follow me, and where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. You see, he tells us, at least a wheat of corn fall into the ground and die, it abides alone. See, we are like that wheat of corn. You see, we must, by faith, die. You know, when we plant corn, you must first put that corn seed in the ground. And once that seed died in the ground, well, then that seed come forth and bring forth fruit. We too, unless we die by faith and lose our whole life by faith, then the resurrected spirit inside of us will produce then the fruit of the spirit. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. Otherwise, if we don't die, then we will live. And then otherwise, we will have that spirit in us where we hate each other, where we are not obeying the commandments of God, where we're to love one another. You see, that's a commandment. For all the people who say, come by here, Jesus, do you love your neighbor? Are you loving your brother in Christ? Have the wall been removed, abolished in your heart for your brother in Christ? Do you still look at your brother in Christ as a white man or a black man? Well, then I say to you, you're not saved yet. For if you're truly saved, then you don't see a black man or a white man or a colored or whatsoever. You see a brother or sister in the Lord. You see, the Lord is making it very clear to us that what he wants done through us, we can't do it ourselves. You see, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's the same. The only problem is we must come to him his way. Only his way can we be blessed by what he said that he would do. Then, only then can we receive the promises that God said he would give unto us. We will be able to enter into his rest. We'll be able to see enter into the promised land. We'll be able to get all the things that he has for us. But it's not going to be done until we die. Luke chapter 9, verse 23 and 24 says, and he said unto them all, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. You notice he said, his cross, we're not talking about taking up Jesus' cross, taking up your cross, taking up your cross daily. For whosoever will save his life, whosoever will refuse to take up his cross, shall lose it. But whosoever will lose his life for my sake, the same shall save it. For what is a man advantage if he gains the whole world and loses himself or be a castaway? What is my point? You know, if we walk through this journey that we call life and we don't obey God's commandment and loving one another as he told us to do, then we're not going to make it into heaven. We're going to wind up in hell. It is time for us, in the beginning of this radio ministry, the Lord spoke and a few people heard. You know, we in the South really had a reputation of black and white not getting along too well. Black and white, some evil, the devil. It's the devil. You know, we don't war against flesh and blood. Can't say the white man or black. It's the devil did it. He did it. But let's be the first in the South to adopt the commandment of love. God said, love one another. But how can we do this? We must die by faith and let Jesus live through us in his resurrected power, in his divine nature of the Holy Spirit. But then he will produce toward each other love and joy and peace and long-suffering and gentleness and goodness and faith and meekness and temperance toward each other. It doesn't do us any good to set up in our congregations and say, come by here, Jesus, how much we love Jesus, when we walk outside the door and then we're prejudiced still. We still dislike each other? We're not walking in love one with another? Who are we fooling but ourselves? Surely can't fool God. God looks on the heart of a person. I have some people in my family that are prejudiced this day.